19 wins in a row, and they have caught everybody in baseball. John McDonald, special assistant to baseball operations with the Cleveland baseball team, joins us right now. It's a good time to be with Cleveland, John.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I got to watch the last 7 games in person, and team's playing really well. It's obviously a really good atmosphere. And you know, I think after we play Baltimore, who's got a really good lineup, as you guys know, and been able to beat them 3 games in a row and roll that into Detroit, I think there's a lot of confidence with this group of players.
Now, there's no doubt that folks like yourself are always thought of inside the organization to be important in helping teams get to where that team is right now. But to hear Terry Francona actually say your name out loud over the last couple of days, we are a winning team. We have won 19 in a row because we have people like John McDonald. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, you know, it's always good. We talk about it in player development, how we just want to all help other people get better and so they can maximize their abilities. And when you hear those things from your major league staff and from your front office, it really allows you to just relax and do your job.
John McDonald, our guest, Brady and Price. Now, we don't want the blame if this doesn't go well tonight. You're going to lose I think the Tribe will lose a regular, but you must have been hesitant to make a radio appearance in a city where you're so beloved when you got a 19-game win, because athletes are superstitious, right?
Oh, yeah, well, I think you're hesitant to join a team that's on a two-week winning streak. And you see that from everybody that's come around this club, like, oh, man, don't let me be the reason.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you
but he could have the positive attitude. He could always say, I joined them a month ago, and that's why I eventually was with Cleveland when they went on a 19-game
streak.
So I'm a positive guy.
There is that.
I wouldn't want to say that. And today I'm leaving. I'm staying here. I'm throwing batting practice today, and after BP, I'm out. I'm heading home. So I'll be watching this game play out while I'm on a plane back to Boston tonight.
There's so much statistical usage and analytics that I buy into with baseball. There's no question it's helped us become smarter, but there is still that swagger that a team has, and it happens in other sports when you just know the ball looks like a beach ball when it comes in and when it lands in your glove as well. Have you been on a team on the other side? Like, I don't know what your longest MLB losing skid was, but you almost know going to the ballpark. You got a bad, there's 162 times you do it, and there have to be games where you just got a terrible, ominous feeling that it's going to be a crap show, for lack of a better term, right?
Sure. In the early 2000s, we went through a rebuilding process where we let Manny Ramirez left in free agency. Jim Thome did. We traded Bartolo Colon, and you go through that rebuild, and you know that it's going to be tough. So showing up at the ballpark every day, knowing the teams that you were playing against and how good they were, and it was, you know, those days are a struggle to come to the ballpark. These days, right now, I mean, how this group of players feels, the confidence that they have, you know, it's built around pitching. I mean, we're scoring runs, but the pitching staff has been unbelievable. I mean, to have an ERA under 2 during a 19-game winning streak is, I mean, you just don't think that that's ever going to happen.
The way last season ended has to work for you in many ways. It has to work for you in that you need, you have the incentive to go further, to keep on pushing. And I think that, you know, part of losing going down the way Cleveland did at the end of last year pushes you to, in this 19-game streak, not to get too fat ahead.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, I think because of where that whole group got last year, they're not surprised that they're winning all of these games right now. I think they're more surprised that they didn't win more games in the first half of the season. So as this is going on, it's almost ho-hum at the end of every game, like, great job, guys, another win. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. As opposed to, I mean, there hasn't even, I don't hear anybody talk about it. There's really no celebration. It's a pretty calm handshake line at the end of the game. And then it clears out after the game. Guys are ready to go see their families. Everyone gets in early, and it seems like game's over. You want to shower up, get some food, and get back home to get your sleep. So it's definitely workmanlike atmosphere. It's not a lot of celebrating going on. See, I think because last year, because they know where the goal is, where they want to get, if the team doesn't make a deep postseason run, I'm sure they'll be, guys will be more disappointed this year than last year. They don't get back to where they were last year.
John McDonald, our guest, Tribe Front Office, 19 straight for them. They go for 20 against Detroit tonight. Special Assistant to Baseball Operations. Terry Francona, I thought took some stick from some for almost choosing Cleveland. And I said to myself, I don't feel he... It was an odd choice to some. And I looked at it and I understood it and I understood the heritage he had there. I can't tell you what this has done, right, to enhance his reputation as a manager. He'd already won multiple World Series. And like I said, in 2017, we don't value what a manager does and doesn't do enough. But it's just remarkable for the players to know who were already there that he chose to be there when there could have been 5, 6, 7 other cities, John, he could have been in.
Sure. When he got fired from the Phillies years ago, he came back to Cleveland as a special assistant. That's where I got to meet him for the first time when I was in the minor leagues. And I remember him, I'd ask him in the morning, and Tito, how you doing? He's like, every day is a great day when you get to put on a major league uniform. And how happy he was to be kicking around, helping out minor league players, helping out in big league camp, working with our front office. It was special meeting him back then, and then not surprised. You sit in his office now, and you see a picture of him as a young kid sitting in the dugout in Old Cleveland Stadium with his dad. He knew the history. He knew the atmosphere that goes on in Cleveland as it relates to baseball, and him coming back and bringing this team to where it is right now, where it got to last year. And I think a lot of people are very appreciative of the fact that he came back to do this.
John McDonald, great talking with you. You're not going to waste the energy on wishing you good luck on a 20th victory when we know that the good luck you want is somewhere down in October.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.